Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for tuning in with us tonight, the 26th of November at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are coming live to you from Iron Sharpening Iron, our ministry's part of Smile 3E Ministry. I'm just excited about tonight. I'm excited about our guest speaker. I will be presenting our guest speaker to you all later and introducing her to you all at the same time. So for right now, I would like to say tonight is a kind of cold and snowy night here in Chicago. But what we're going to do is sit back, grab our word, for those of you that are new saints, that is our Bible. We're going to grab our instrument of praise, which is the word of God again, so that we can go along with the guest speaker tonight. So what we're going to do is quickly go into prayer, and then I will be introducing our guest speaker to you. Father God, we're asking you to allow us to come to you with an open heart, with our hands held high, and asking you to forgive us of every sin that we have committed, that we have act like we didn't know we were doing or saying. God, we're just asking you to forgive us right now. God, we're asking you to forgive us for not acknowledging you on today, for thanking you for letting us get through today, for going to, through, and back home from our ventures on today, especially here in Chicago with the snowstorm that came in and every other place, in Wisconsin and every other place that I know that they're snowing or just bad rains or fire in California. God, we're just asking you to just cover us right now with your blood and your love. We're just asking you to cover America, cover each and every minister that's assigned and appointed to this awesome anointed ministry that we are presenting to the people. God, we're just asking you to just be God, prepare our hearts and ears to receive your word and let it convict where conviction needs to be, let it deliver where deliverance needs to be, let it restore where restoration needs to be. God, we're just asking you to be God on tonight, word the speaker's mouth, and just let the speaker just speak from her heart and let you know what she's saying and why she's saying it, and let the people hear what she said. In Jesus' name, we pray these things. Amen. So, without further ado, I'm going to introduce a speaker to you, someone that I know personally. I'm very excited that she accepted the offer of being a guest speaker on tonight because Prophet Antoine Thomas was not able to do the service tonight. So, I'm asking you all to open your hearts and your ears to hear what she has to say. She doesn't say much. Most of the time, she's quiet, always in the background. When we were little, she was the prettiest girl in the family. That was till I was born, you know. But anyway, that's my story. But she was once a Gerber baby. And she was always, like I say, quiet in the background. Didn't say much until you touched her the wrong way. Then she would say something, or you made her laugh. But I thank God that she's saved now and sanctified, and she's striving to do what God has told her to do. I would like to introduce her to you all and present her to others. She's my sister, not only in Christ, but she's also my blood sister in life. I would like to let you all know that she's also my co-host. Minister Sheila Kaiser is our guest speaker for tonight, and I'm going to ask her, is she ready to present to us what God has put on her heart today, to put in our ears and on our heart? Are you ready, Minister Sheila?
Good evening. I hope you can hear me, and I pray you understand what I'm saying and how I'm saying it. Because as Minister Sylvia Kaiser Rice say, I don't talk much. I'm always quiet. And Some say I talk backwards, but yet still they understand what I'm saying. So I guess tonight I'm going to talk backwards, sideways, front ways, and just pray and hope you understand what I'm saying, how I say it. And at the same time, when I was asked to speak, the little devil in the back of me kept knocking on my head. You ain't got nothing to say. They don't hear what you got to say. They ain't going to understand you. So why you going to, you know, say something? But all I'm going to say, I'm going to say something. Because to worship and to praise and to talk about God Almighty is more than anyone can say. So as I come to you, I wanted to read a scripture, but due to the small print of my Bible and my vision problem, I couldn't read it. But I'm going to come to you on the subject of graduations. You might wonder, why is it graduations? Each day you wake up, this is my favorite phrase, each day you wake up, you open your eyes.
Excuse me, Minister Sheila. This is Cecilia.
Yes.
I can read the scripture for you.
Okay. Well, after I couldn't see it, I really just closed the Bible and just said I was going to just talk from me.
Okay.
But as I'm talking, I'm going to bring it back up and I'm going to ask you to read it. But as I was saying, the print was so small, I couldn't even read what verse, what chapter, you know, where I was going to even come from. So that's why I chose not to, because I even tried to find a magnifying glass, but I didn't have one. The one I had is broke. It don't work anymore, so I couldn't really even figure out what chapter, what verse that I was going to read from. So I just said I'd just talk about the ways of graduation. But I would appreciate if what I'm talking about, if it's some kind of connection, Apostle Cecilia, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, I wish you would read a scripture on it. But as I said, graduations, there are more ways to graduate other than school. There are more ways to graduate in life other than school. We all graduated this morning when we opened our eyes, when we got up, when we was able to move around and go to work, to go to school, to go to wherever you went. You woke up and you graduated with life. Life is more than a degree when you're with the Father. God sent you to school every day with a learning message, with hope and faith, and for you to believe and to understand. Without Him, there is no graduation. There is no life. There is really nothing. The devil gets you to understand that those that he have listening to him, that he is the only way. He is the one in life. He can graduate you. He can just make everything all unto you through him, that God has no way, that it's all a dream. It's all a thought. Well, he can let you have something like right now, but the outcome is going to be not the outcome that God would have for you. I'm going to pray and thank the Lord, because today I did graduate on my way to work. Snow coming down, wind blowing it. I can barely see the front end of my vehicle. But yet, I kept saying, go ahead. I kept saying, God, take me, cover me, keep me safe, Lord. Help me find my way. Then I can start seeing the lines in the on the highway. I said, God, you have graduated me. I'm graduating. I'm moving up. Then all of a sudden, a blinding slush puddle of wet snow hit my windshield. I had cars all around me, vehicles all around me. I could not see. Wife was going fast. It took me almost a minute before I could see. When I could see, I didn't see a vehicle in sight. But yet, I didn't hit nothing. Did nothing hit me. Where all the vehicles went, I don't know. All I know, I was in another lane that I wasn't in when I first started. And all I can say is, Lord, I thank you. Because that right there on some and many others know, that could have been the end. Because I know I had vehicles in front of me on both sides and behind me. But when I was able to see again, I didn't see a vehicle front, side, or in the rear of me. And yet I'm in another lane. So yet I can say, God, yes, I did. You did. And I thank you for teaching and letting me see. I have graduated to another day of life. That you and others do know that right there could have been the end. People don't realize and understand each and every day your movement, your sight, your voice, roof over your head. Might have a vehicle to drive, finance, life, and family. It's a graduation day because some don't have that. Some is homeless, looking for a meal. But I pray and ask to them, no matter what, you need to pray and God can answer you. But yet you have to want God to help you. Yet you have to want and ask him. You have to understand, no matter what life is, thou God, it can always be worse. You need to thank him for each day. Excuse me. You need to thank him for each day, each second and moment, because our life is so surrounded in corruption, hatreds, people that only after people would take you, would misuse you, will hurt you for their fun, for their pleasure, but yet, when you pray and ask God to help and surround you and to bless you, it's another day of survival, another day of life, another day that some did not make. People say, why you say it over and over and over? Because I thank God. When I see so much going on around me, when I hear on the news or see in the street, I hear conversations from other people how so much damage and hurt and deceit and non-trusting people, some is even family, have just misused them. I thank God for the ones I'm around, my family, the people I work with, the ones I come in contact with, is loving and cherishing and honoring and preaching and discussing the word of God. I thank the Lord every day for the place that I work at, these loving people, and to sit down and for them to come up and just discuss things that when we wind up, it's all about God. It ain't about what he say, she say, and what this one do, and the gossiping and all of this. Our gossiping conversation is how great God is, how great he have did, how the greatness of him and his, and the Son, Lord Jesus, have blessed us, how much we love them, how much we care, how much he have brought us through. People don't understand. They look at you past. I have graduated so far, so much, so much, to look at the things you did in your past, I did in my past, that he had brought me through, taking me from where I don't even want nothing to do with it, but yet that demon devil was telling me how much better I would be, how better off I would be if I just put my past, I thank the Lord and I thank him, because of that, I do not want to tolerate with anymore. I don't want to have nothing to do with anymore. People cannot forever leave the past alone. They are living so much right now, what they did 3 or 4, 5 years ago, and wonder why they can't move to a better spot. You know, want to know why everything is just the same, why things is not better. You have to leave the past in the past and ask God for right now and to help him bless you with a better and a wonderful and a greater future. And yet some is so uneducated, not knowing, not seeking the word and the wisdom of God. Have some that once you start talking about God, you can see as they move off, but they can't stand the power and the strength. And like I say, that feeling that the word of God and the Son, Lord Jesus, can bring among them. Don't know that that feeling can change their lives, can open up their eyes, their heart, and their mind to let them know what a wonderful man our Father and Son is, how wonderful the life can be from our Father and our Son. He's got the school that you can continue to graduate, with more honors, more degrees, more wisdom, more of a life than you can ever expect, you can ever feel, you can ever dream of. Some don't understand. I pray. Don't stop praying just because it don't happen like right now. That's the test that you take in school to honor and to keep his faith and keep the hope and the love for him. You study for your tests. You study and read and do practice and quizzes, and you have to read and you have to learn and you have to understand to get to that graduation, because you want it now. That don't mean it's going to come right now. The devil can promise you something right now, but the outcome and the damnation is forever. Going to hurt and damage you. But yet you wait on the Lord, and like I said, he waited on you. Can wait for him. Because when his outcome hits you, when his gift hits you, when that graduation diploma is given to you, it's going to be the biggest thing that your eyes, your heart have ever seen or felt. He's got the gift of love. He got the gift of life. He got more treasures, more gift, more blessings than you can ever imagine. He has things for you that you don't even haven't even asked about. God has more wisdom. He has more knowledge. He has more blessings for you than you can ever imagine. You have to just constantly just say thank you and thank you and thank you. And the things that the Lord does for you and the Father, you have to say, you keep saying the things over and over, because that's the blessing and the feeling and the love of my life, that I can't thank him or say it enough. When you have seen what some of the past preachers, apostles, pastors, ministers, saints can tell you that they did, and from where he have brought them from, the things they have brought them through, not only drug addiction, not alcoholics, the diseases, the sickness. He brought me through a tumor. I thank the Lord God that it was not cancerous, but yet it was huge enough till it was choking me. Some days I couldn't swallow. I couldn't keep nothing down. Said it was getting too big. It was blocking my windpipe. It could have choked me to death at even one given minute. But yet, I praise and I thank and I praise and I praise his name, because I said, God, I know you can heal this. You can remove this. You can make me well again. And yet, for no other reason did I ever stop saying thank you. Through all the illnesses, all the sickness, all the pain, anger and aggravation that you go through, God can cure you. He can heal you. He can set you free. He can fill you with the goodness and the glory of his day, which will be a graduation day. Every day that I wake up, every day as I go to work, I come home, that some might have left for work and they did not come home because of the devil, the demons, the hatred that's out here in the street, that I pray and pray that I don't be that innocent bystander. My family don't be that innocent bystander, because these bullets that these devils are shooting, it's some is a game to them to take a life, to misuse you. It's fun to them, but I thank the Lord for each and every day that he blessed me with life. No matter how I might ache sometimes, or because of my eyesight, or because of my health, I still say I thank you for this graduation day. Because yet some don't have half of what I have been through. It's no longer here. But yet I am still here. Some of you have been out there and you understand half the stuff you done been through. Yet God decides to let you still live here to honor him with his graciousness and his love and his prayers and his mercy. But yet he has the saying. He can heal your body. He can tell you no matter what the doctors say, as they have told me, and I'm sure they have told many of you. I don't know how you still here, or how you live through this, or how you recover through this. And all I can tell them is God, the Son, Lord Jesus, got to say so. He'll work your hands. And when your hands think you have did what you have done and it's not going to work, it's still God's the Father say so. So I just have to say, you need to thank God for every day that you live is a life of graduation, a life of love, and to understand through God our Father and the Son, Lord Jesus, who is the head of my life and have my love, my heart, my body, and soul. For yet today, I have graduated. I thank you, and I thank you, and yet I cannot say how much I can never say enough of how much the Lord has blessed me through, brought me through, and I have prayed and understand and have worked and seen many others how the Lord have blessed them, that they yet still is celebrating their graduation day. That's all I have to say, and I want to turn it back into your hands, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright.
Thank you so much for the word on today, Minister Sheila, about graduation. It's today your graduation day. You say each and every day that she wakes up, she considers that a day of graduation. And I ask Apostle Lex to tell you if she would open the line for any comments, remarks, to the woman of God, is that you may encourage her on what she spoke on tonight. Are the lines open now, Apostle? The lines are open. So if you have anything you would like to say, please say it at this time.
Just share a scripture. And what that scripture will be something that many of us have heard before. But but it's 2 Timothy chapter 1, and it's verses 6 through 8. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gifts of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of timidity and fear, or fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-control. So do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord or of me, his prisoner. Instead, join me in suffering for the gospel power of God. Patience and persecution, that's what those scriptures were about. But I shared them because not knowing the scripture that maybe Minister Sheila was looking for, I just wanted to share that particular scripture because it's a place that each and every one of us have to get to, because life and the cares of life can sometimes, as she was saying earlier, cause you to want to not obey God and not speak. But the key is that when we speak and God speaks through us, then we know that it wasn't us giving in to fear or the enemy that would make us think, oh, well, you don't really have anything to say. Oh, well, you know, you're kind of timid. You're kind of shy and various this or that. But it's not about us. It's about us sharing what God gives us and us realizing that he gave us other scriptures that have reminded us many of the afflictions of the righteous, but God deliver us out of them all. And so I thank God for Minister Sheila speaking on tonight, and I pray that God would cause her to speak even more, and that she would maybe even take on a regular Monday that she is the speaker, that she can glorify God, because each and every one of us have an assignment from God. And one of the things that the enemy does not want us to do, and that's to glorify God and to talk about God. And many times the ones that want to be out front are the ones that really need to just encourage others to be out front so that they too can see that they are gifted as well. So you're gifted, Minister Sheila. Allow God to use you. That's all I have.
Amen. Thank you so much for Sheila. I so enjoyed her also. Like I said earlier, she's normally the quiet one, don't have much to say. But I thank God for her being obedient tonight and just speaking on what he put on her heart to speak on. I thank God for everyone that's listening in tonight to, tune in at this Monday night program that we bring to you every Monday. I'm going to ask Minister Sheila, does she have any final words? And if so, would she share those with us? And if she wanted, would like to, she please pray us out for tonight.
I just wanted to say, when you asked me to speak, it's like I didn't want to. You know, at least I wanted to, but then I had a little voice back there telling me not to. And I just said, you know, when it comes to talking about the Lord, I have to say something. You know, I have to say something because it's the power and the mercy of God, our Father and the Lord, that I'm still here. And like to say, I really don't talk much. It's just sometimes I wonder what I'm saying or how I'm saying it. Is it the right way? You know, is it the way that people can understand what I'm saying, understand what I'm feeling or what I'm trying to say? But like I say, one thing, I just say, long as God gives me a voice, I'm going to use it. And I'm going to say what I feel and how I see things. And yet I need to learn and to be taught more. But yet it's never a day can go past what I don't be able to say. I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. God, we come to you tonight. We come to you tonight on this day that you have blessed us to live through, to be alive, to worship and praise and to talk and to teach each other about you. Lord, we thank you for the love that you have given us, life that you have given us, and we thank you. And we thank you, and we thank you for all our families. We thank you for Apostle Sandra Thomas, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Dr. Serena Wright, Kathy Kendall, all the ministers, all the bishops, all the pastors, all the evangelists, all the servants of you. Oh, God, I pray that you continue to bless us and to teach us, to help us understand more, to reach out, Lord, with your guardian angels to put upon this earth, to help these demon devils up out of the men and women, the young men, the young ladies, and to cover these young kids that are being innocent targets, Lord, to cover them, take them to school, and let them understand school is for learning. I want them to make their graduation day on their school where they can also learn and to understand and to make their graduation day with you, Lord. We all need more knowledge. We all need to learn and to love more through you. God, I ask you to cover us all, please. Cover us, because the devil is so wrapped government and his police departments that legally they want to say what they do and how they treat and how they shoot down people due to the color of their skin is legal. Lord, I need you to remove all the evilness. I pray that you remove all the evening to bless us all, that we can walk through the streets. And I ask you to bless us even more over these holiday months, that even more of the devils and the hardship and the hurt and pain and the deaths come around. Lord, I ask you to bless us and cover us in the blood of Jesus. Lord, we need your help and we need your help and we need your mighty love and glory. And to bless us with safety, Lord, put that fence around us. Lord, cover us and keep us in your heart as we should keep you in our heart, mind, body, and soul. Lord, we need you. We need you more and more every day. And I thank you in keeping us all and to bless us to see here another day to have this ministry and to talk and to praise and to talk of the knowledge and to learn more of you. Lord, I thank you. And I thank you, and I continue to thank you for blessing us and keeping us in the knowledge and the programs and to love and to worship you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that prayer, those encouraging words. Minister Sheila, I want to say to you, we've all been there. Some of us are still there. We're stutter over words, not for sure what to say or how to say it. But as long as we stay prayerful and ask God to guide us and word our mouth, we should get more comfortable with doing what God has told us to do. And just make sure, you know, when we do things, we're doing it the way God told us to do it. So don't feel like you didn't do what you supposed to do tonight. You did. You opened your mouth. You spoke on what God had put on your heart. And just rest assured that God is going to bless you for being obedient. We all have to start somewhere. The Word of God said that some drink milk and some eat meat. But we know that, you know, God's going to get the increase no matter what happens. Some plant, some water, but God gets the increase. So when we tell people that you don't have to have every I dotted and every T crossed, come as you are, he'll lead you and guide you and restore you from there. That is the truth. That you don't have to come to God all fixed up and made up. That's not what he wanted. I don't even believe his disciples were fixed up and made up. I think that when God chose them, he chose each and every one of them for a reason, because of something that was in him, in them, that God was able to deal with people to let them know that even you, that's dealing with the same thing that each one of them were dealing with, I can save you too. So we're going to just thank God for tonight. God, I just ask you to keep Pastor Sandra Thomas held up. Keep her saved. Keep her sanctified. Keep her healed, God. I like what she put on Facebook. She said that when the doctor said that she wouldn't, that she's going to walk into 2019. I'm touching and agreeing with her with that, and I'm believing God for that with her. And I want you to just, like Minister Sheila was saying, bless every minister, man, woman, and God that's attached to Blog Talk Ministries. Bless them and their families, their households, their jobs. God, keep them safe. Let this holiday season be a blessing to them. Allow them to be a blessing to someone. But then let them know that you're still God of our life. In Jesus' name, I believe that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. God, I just want to say we want to remind the people on your behalf that we are here every Friday night with our very own Elder Kathy Kinder, Steel Hills, a ministry she shares also on Facebook Live at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are here every Sunday morning with our very own Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser. Sometime Minister Brandon Kaiser joins in, but we're going to ask God to keep working on that. We're going to ask God to just bless that program with Let's Talk. And whatever you do, don't forget, we're here every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So on that note, I'm going to go back to touch on Sunday morning service with Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser. That's at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I don't want that to slip by and bring that back because you may be up. And if you just call in and get some part of it, as long as you get the word, to know that Blog Talk Ministries, Small 3, Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries is here several days a week. If you don't have the number, you need the number. It's 310-861-2354. And again, thank you for joining in. Stay tuned each and every night, Monday, Friday, Sunday. Repeat that, Monday, Friday, Sunday. So until we meet up again, you hear from us and we hear from you, be blessed. Amen. Now, I'm going to read the scripture. I hope you still hear me while the music is playing. Our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And don't forget, we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. Amen. Good night.